This is the Ninja Rob Podcast with Marco Perazzo and Tim Carpenter. The podcast for the true martial artist.
And we are back. I'm going to start doing a disclaimer. But that's it. This is the Ninja Rob Podcast, greatest rock podcast in the world, according to Tim Carpenter. We're live from the Fortress of Grappletude. No Bosco today. Timmy is no has Bosco. Sequestered yeah, Bosco.
You're you know way less interesting when your dog's not.
You know what I mean? Damn, son. We've been tracking his growth and everything.
Yeah, like, his girth of his balls.
The whole
everything.
Thing up. Yeah, man. His balls aren't there yet.
Everything's on track.
Right? How often do you check his balls?
What do you mean by check them?
I mean, like touch them.
Like feel check yeah. the heft.
Don't they do that? They do that during the dog shows. They grab their nuts and
yeah,
stuff like that.
Sometimes, like accidentally at night, I'll like roll over.
Oh, accidentally.
Okay,
huh?
Nice.
Oh, it's cool, the man. Old. Sorry, didn't mean to grab your testicles.
Yeah. We're talking about the dog, right? Okay, I'm sorry. So wait. Okay. No. I almost said something. So, but his balls are growing.
Yeah, balls are
nice.
Good.
Not like Guap's yet.
No, he's young. Yeah.
Guap's
he hasn't even gone. I don't think he's even started.
How much of your hand did Guap's balls fill up?
I couldn't hold them both. Why?
Nice.
So wait, you couldn't palm his balls?
No. Damn. So really?
Yeah, big ones. Yeah.
Okay. Live from the Fortress of Grappletooth. That's enough about Guap's balls. Rest in peace to his nuts. We are the Ninja Rob Podcast. I'm your host JB. And you're welcome in advance. Let's get right into some fighting. Yo, Jake Paul. I mean, it was Jake Paul, right?
Paul.
One of them.
It was Jake Paul,
Paul, yeah, undefeated, fam.
He did.
Against MMA still, player. No, okay.
He did his dizzle.
Against MMA fighters.
He did his dizzle.
I'm not sure if I know what that means.
Yeah, you got to do your dizzle.
There you go. He's on his dizzle.
Yeah.
Timmy, how do we feel about it do you call yourself a retired fighter or a former fighter? You know,
I fought.
You know,
some of us
refer to you as washed up fighter.
Oh, there you go.
Nah, washed up.
Washed up
means that you're still fighting, but you're washed up.
You're
only washed up while you're fighting.
Who was your first bout against?
Helwig.
Washed up then. You were washed up.
I don't know. You can't be washed up before your career starts.
Yeah. Well, man. You were blazing some trails.
If you did it, you were dedicated to being washed up, man. So how do we feel? Did you watch any of it?
I did. I watched the whole thing.
I didn't want to watch this. It was a good fight. It was entertaining.
Wait. It was not a good fight.
It was entertaining, yeah.
It's fun. It was not good.
There you go.
It was a good fight.
Were there any fun fights before it?
I only caught that one.
Okay. Nothing.
I was going to watch the undercard of that.
I don't know, man, since you know.
That was a good fight.
So, because.
Great fight.
When you want to talk about our predictions?
What did I predict?
Oh, yeah? Really? Come on, bro. Stop the bullshit, man. You know you predicted Diaz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marco predicted Paul by KO. That didn't happen, but.
Well, almost. In the fifth round.
He got dropped. He didn't get almost KO'd. He got dropped.
Wait.
Yo, he got fucking knocked out of the ring.
Let me ask you a question. How do you get KO'd? Before you get KO'd, you get knocked to the floor, right?
Not always. You can get KO'd on your feet.
That's a TKO.
Same thing.
No, it's not. Referee stoppage and a 10 counter.
How long did it take him to get up?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, so if he gets up at
how does a knockout start?
With a knockdown.
Yes, and he got knocked down.
Not close, though. Not even close.
What do you mean not even close?
Because you can.
If he was on his feet, it wouldn't be. Then you'd be right.
No, it's when did he get up?
You know what it is, man? I've influenced you way too much. No. You're just too contrarian.
It's all with the count. If he gets up at 3, he didn't almost get knocked out. If he gets up at... After 6 or 7, he almost got knocked out. You get up at 8 to 10, you almost got knocked out, but you made it.
Wait, if you get up at 10, you're knocked out.
He said 8 to 10.
Eight to 10.
Yeah, if you get up at 10.
Between 8, if you get up,
you get
at,
up
nine.
At 10, you're good.
No. If you get up at 10, you're done.
No, if you're up at 10, you're good.
Okay. I don't know who.
Washed up.
So they count to 9. They count
so
to
when
nine,
did he get up?
Or do they count to 10?
They count to 10.
Right. And if you're on the ground at 10,
you're
not up by 10.
If you're getting up, are you up?
I didn't say you're getting up. I said you're up at 10.
Oh, man. Hey, you know what?
Otherwise, they would count to 9.
Here's the other thing.
No.
You're way nicer when your dog's here.
That's what it is. And then fucking, that's all. So what do we think? What do you think about the bout? Like, it was entertaining? Anything?
I said it was a good fight. What else do you want me to say?
I don't know. I just want you to keep talking. It's a fucking podcast.
I thought it was a terrible fight. a fun spectacle.
Okay.
Jake Paul clearly has been training boxing. His whatever, however long he's been dedicated to boxing. And Nate Diaz is a tough, good fighter. And the style matchup was always going to be better for Paul because the better boxer was going to win that fight. Diaz, for most of his career, fought at 155. For a little bit, he fought at 170. This fight was at 185. Paul's the naturally bigger dude. He's the one that's been dedicated wholly to boxing. And Diaz's punching style showed that with those gloves, that the accumulation of punches doesn't affect him as much as it would be his opponents when it was in MMA.
You see?
There you go.
You see that? Did you fucking just see what your man just did, son? What our guy just did?
Yeah, we damn. I'm just going to hit stop right here.
Man,
gonna,
that, it should be
peak,
over. That's
peak
it.
Podcast
boom.
Right there.
Boom.
Peak analysis.
Look at that. Look at that, man. Breaking it down. So one of the interesting things that happened afterwards is Paul said we should run it back in an MMA fight. What do you guys
they
think about
talked
that?
About
what
that.
Do you
there's
think about
t-
he's that? Been Marco, saying, he's been saying
the number
that the
of
10 time.
Million has been thrown around.
He's been saying it the whole time. He's been calling Nate out for an MMA fight. And yesterday at the press conference, Nate said, he's like, yeah, we'll do it. But he didn't respond to it the rest of the time. Like every other time he called him out, he was just like, he wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm less interested in the MMA fight. Not
I would
because
much
I don't
rather
think,
see that.
Not that I don't
rather
think
see
that Paul
Jake Paul
do
in an MMA fight than a boxing match.
Okay, not me.
Really?
Not that interested in it.
You
I'm not in.
You wouldn't be interested in seeing Jake Paul fight Nate Diaz in MMA?
No, because I really think that Nate Diaz is really on the tail end of his career. Jake Paul is a young lion. I'm not saying that Jake Paul can win that fight, but I don't think it's going to be as easy as everybody thinks.
I don't
it would
even
be
care. I think Jake Paul might knock him out in an MMA fight.
I was thinking that.
But
I thought that.
It would still. I would much rather watch those guys fight in MMA.
Diaz is.
I'd rather
not
watch anybody fight in MMA than a boxing match.
Yeah,
I'd rather watch Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence fight in an MMA fight than a boxing match.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Oh, you just rather watch.
I'd rather not see Nate Diaz fight MMA anymore because he's not the guy that he used to be.
Yeah.
I don't think the. His lack of athleticism really showed in this boxing match in comparison to...
It was very much like his other fights. Like, if that was an unlimited time limit for him to fight, he probably would have won.
Yeah,
he
but
was,
we don't fight on barges anymore.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like,
nice.
All that of his fights, he's like, if it was a real fight, I would have won. Like, he's like, if this was real...
Is that
I
what
won.
He said?
He says that after
he
every
slapped
fight.
The guillotine on him in the last round.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't think he cared if he won or lost.
No,
in
he was
sense
just getting
of,
paid.
He How many fights do you think he would have to have fought in the UFC? And I don't know what he's getting paid, but I have a number in my head that how many UFC fights would he have to have taken to make the same amount that he made with Jake Paul?
I don't know how much he made. I would imagine he was making like $1 million at least in the UFC for a fight.
I don't think he was making that much.
I bet he was. He's one of the highest paid, they said, in the UFC. They said he was always getting very well paid.
All right. I might be wrong then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, because I thought at least 10 fights. That was worth a payday of 10 fights in the UFC.
Right.
But if you're saying he's getting paid $1 million a fight,
I think
maybe
more. Maybe two.
Really? Mm-hmm. Are they reporting what they made?
No.
Because it was free, right? It was on DAZN. It was a live stream. That's what it was.
I think it was a pay per view.
Oh, okay.
Isn't DAZN pay per view?
Bro, I don't know. I didn't watch it. I didn't even want to. Like, I saw some of it. And I was like, nah, I wasn't interested. Now, I know there was something interesting that I heard was it was supposed to be 8 rounds and Nate pushed for 10.
Mm-hmm. And yeah.
That was interesting.
And Jake Paul went for 10. And every once in a while where I thought Paul's cardio was going to give out on him,
yeah,
that break in between and he was able to recover.
They're saying that's why he lost to Fury was because he was tired.
Okay.
Because his cardio wasn't right. But listen, let's talk about the fact that he's beat every MMA fighter he's fought.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that?
Not in MMA, though.
Yes, well,
he's
outboxed
every MMA fighter that he's ever
fought. Can anyone truly make the transition? I mean, we're still waiting. Are we still waiting? You know, I may be wrong about that. Are we still waiting for anyone to
take the transition?
I don't
think you can make it after your... Like, the only guys that have tried it are guys that are well past their prime. Even Ngannou now is fighting. He hasn't fought in... couple years now,
right? But not fighting and not training are two different things. I'm sure he's active. We don't know.
Yeah,
but
we can only assume.
I'm sure he's still training, sparring.
Yeah, of course,
you know what I'm saying.
I'm sure he is.
And that fight's happening in October.
Okay,
So they said on this event.
I know there's a thing just, we'll talk about that.
You haven't fought, like, as people talk about Francis Ngannou, they say, like, nobody's really sure, like, how old he is. Like, I think they have an age. Mm-hmm. Like, I think he is, but, like, they don't really know. He could be in his 40s.
Yeah.
He's got two bad knees.
Okay.
Hasn't fought in a couple years. It's like, but then it's these guys.
We didn't even get to the decision
at the tail end of their what.
For, you know, that particular fight, who's going to win that? But go ahead.
And Ghana's going to win, of course.
Okay, go ahead.
Come on.
Even after bad knees and, everything you just said. He might be 1,000 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
You were saying something else before I rudely interrupted you. Thank you so much. Nice. So it would be, it's an interesting thing to see if they would do it. But what I was saying is no one's made the transition. Do you think anyone one day will really try?
No,
you know, or is it? It's a mechanism.
You know, if Jeremy Stevens won his fight.
I don't know.
He had a boxing match. I just don't know.
On that same card. No idea.
Okay.
Jeremy Stevens famous for being who the fuck is that guy at the Conor McGregor press conference.
Nice.
Now, what I do believe, though, to answer your question, if these guys had any talent in boxing, then they would be shuttled into boxing.
Of course. Okay.
And so if they're at a boxing gym and the trainers see, hey, you know what? There might be something here. It's like a wrestler. Most wrestlers are staying in wrestling if they're highly successful, right? Very few of them leave with a gold medal at the Olympics and then come into MMA. Very, very few, I think.
Right.
Maybe, who's the Cuban dude? I can't think. Yoel Romero. He got silver at the Olympics. Where still amazing. Very few people do that. If you're really that good in your sport, you typically
stick
to it. It would be... You know, let's put GSP in wrestling. Could he win the Olympics? Could he make the Olympic team in Canada when he retired from MMA? I doubt it.
Yeah, it was always said that his wrestling was fantastic, such high level.
But for MMA, different.
But the question is, can a MMA fighter go from UFC to boxing? They can't go from...
Just high level to high level.
Yeah, you can't go high level MMA into high level boxing. That would be.
It'll be. You know what? I mean, you know, we're,
the only
maybe
the
we'll
only
see
place
it
would work would be in the heavyweights, where potentially